Syrian and Lebanese authorities signed an historic pact this month, paving the way for full diplomatic relations between the neighboring Middle Eastern states. I spoke to Dr. Habib Malik, history professor and analyst at the Lebanese American University in Byblos, about the developments.
This is a very important development. It has a context, and it goes back to the fact that after 30 years of Syrian influence and direct occupation, Syrian troops left Lebanon in 2005, and since then things have evolved to the point where this is possible, and now it has happened. Mere diplomatic relations in and of themselves, exchange of embassies and so on, don't really resolve the issues between the two countries. For one thing, their systems of government are very different, there remain latent Syrian ambitions as far as Lebanon is concerned, if not in terms of outright occupation, certainly in terms of perpetuation of influence and domination somehow. That said, one also has to keep in mind other elements of this relationship that, you know, I guess highlight its complexity. I think both Syria and Lebanon are genuinely afraid of religious fanaticism and extremism. It is obvious that the Syrian regime is very wary of these things. The other element that I think is something common between them is that we have witnessed recently some concrete signs that the Syrian regime wants to open up, wants to reintegrate with the rest of the world, needs Europe and the West, and is willing to give something in return. We see, of course, the negotiations between Syria and Israel, brokered by the Turks, which at some point, one hopes, will become direct negotiations. So Syria itself is changing, is evolving, perhaps slowly, but in many respects in the right direction. And I think this bodes well for future Syrian-Lebanese relations.
And how do you interpret the movement of Syrian troops to the border of northern Lebanon?
Well, I read it as a purely internal issue for Syria itself, and a kind of preemptive move in a defensive posture, because unfortunately the radical Salafi groups in Tripoli, North Lebanon, have struck roots there, and there is evidence that they have been plotting not only to undermine Lebanon, but perhaps even Syria as well. So, in a sense, the positioning of those troops there in that strategic border area prevents the infiltration of men and arms and Salafi ideas from Tripoli to Syria's central cities. And so I see that as a perhaps necessary measure on the part of the Syrian government to protect itself from this kind of extremism. Now, keep in mind, the Syrians have played both sides of this game. They have also been responsible in nurturing these same groups and sending some of them to Iraq in the past. The point is that they don't like these groups to flourish and strike independent roots on their own. And since there's evidence of that now in Tripoli, that's why this move has been taken.
Lebanon's Patriarch Nasrallah Sfer was here in the Vatican for the recent Synod of Bishops. As the leader of the Maronite community, he represents the head of the Catholic Church in Lebanon. I sat down with him between synod sessions and asked him to tell me about the political situation in his country, beginning with the establishment of diplomatic relations with Damascus.
Between Syria and Lebanon, there are some projects to establish relations between Syria and Lebanon. It will be exchange of ambassadors in some weeks.
There are some issues which seem to be still outstanding that it seems that Syria is not ready to discuss. And I'm speaking in particular about the delineation of the border between Syria, Lebanon, and Israel, the area known as Sheba Farms.
Yes, it is a difficult thing because since a long time they are speaking about the frontiers. But until now, nothing has been done to delimit these frontiers.
But is that a crucial part of obtaining peace in the region?
Crucial. It is difficult because every state has its own wish, has its own, ambitions over the other countries. And as long as this is existing, the peace will be difficult.
Pope John Paul II used to say that the war in Lebanon was a war wanted by others, and that Lebanon was, in a way, like a chessboard, that many outside powers were playing, making the moves in Lebanon. We've seen in the past months a lot of bombings, lately just against the military, especially in northern Lebanon. How concerned are you that this violence has been imported to Lebanon by outside groups?
Unfortunately, it is true, because the war in Lebanon is not properly the war of the Lebanese, but it is the war of the others, countries around Lebanon. And so it is continuing this way since a long time. And the Lebanese are divided. Some ones are with some countries in the east, and some others are with some countries with the west.
The United States will soon be having a new president after the elections in November. What would you like to see the new United States administration do? And what would you like to see your Arab neighbors do to try to bring, again, a lasting peace to Lebanon?
Peace in Lebanon, it is very important, but it is up to all the neighbors of Lebanon and the others also to take Lebanon quiet. And so...
Keep it quiet.
And so I think that the Lebanese between themselves are capable to understand each other, and so the peace will reign.
President Michel Slimane is coming just in a few days. Is there anything that you would like to say to him? I know you've met him and you've spoken with him before many times, but is there anything that you would like to say to him about the future of your country?
Above Jersey.
And perhaps how he may be able to assist in obtaining the peace for Lebanon.
Actually, he is the President of the Republic, and wish him all success in governing Lebanon. And I hope that all the fractions of the people will be with him, because he is a man of good, and he wish very all success and the good for his people and for his country.
Recent moves among rival Christian political leaders in Lebanon seems to suggest they are ready to place the good of the Lebanese ahead of their personal agendas. A number of Christian political foes who continue to carry old enmities from the nation's civil war have sat down for reconciliation talks in recent weeks. I asked Patriarch Sfer how the Church is helping in this process and helping to promote reconciliation between Christians and Muslims.
The Church is making its duty, but the Church cannot keep together all the Christians and Muslims, because they have each one his own project, his own desire. But actually, the situation is not very easy, because everyone of this group has some attached with the others out of Lebanon, with the other countries, as you know. And this is making the situation more difficult.
You're talking about allegiances with the United States or with Iran or European countries.
Yes, it is true, because there is in Lebanon some people who are many relations with Iran, with Syria, and with other countries in the region. And there are others who have their ties with United States and the Occident in general.
Many of the tensions in the political scene in Lebanon seem to arise from many of the political leaders were formerly enemies in the war, this 17-year war in Lebanon. Is it time for a new, fresh face, new people in politics in Lebanon?
Jo, it is important to replace all the people and to come to take others. But these people are here, and I hope that with the new elections will take place soon, we'll see some changes in the political scene. And so there are many hopes, but I don't know if it is very easy or not, because there are some people who are taken by the money.
Do you think that it is possible? I mean, I see that in certain Christian political groups on different sides, let's say pro-Syrians, pro-US, for example, they are trying to reconcile their differences. But I'm wondering if it is possible in Lebanon to have some sort of a process like we saw in South Africa, the truth and reconciliation process, to achieve a lasting peace?
I don't know, but actually, as you know, Lebanon is not South Africa, because he is in a region where some people have interest to see Lebanon with them. And so Lebanon is
being pulled from one side to the other.
Exactly, exactly. And so Syria, Iran, and the other countries, and there is the Palestinian and the Jews. All this makes the situation very difficult.
Patriarch Nasrallah Sfer from Lebanon.